The machlokas hatanam alav of Darais about today, a machlokas which perhaps can help give us direction and maximize our growth over the next 5 months. One of the many differences in Mishnayos tells beginning of Masechas Rosh Hashanah, one of the many things that changes from year to year, this year happens to be Tavshin Pei, is the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. So one of the things that changes about each year, and one of the halachic relevancies of what year you're in, is for tax purposes, for Trumas and Masros. If you take Trumas and Masros, you have to know, am I taking Trumas and Masros of peppers that are officially Tavshin Pei peppers, or are they Tavshin Ayin test peppers, are they Tavshin Pei all peppers? There are a few reasons why it matters. Sometimes which Meiser you take depends on what year it is. And you, whenever you take Meiser, this pepper should be Meiser, and those peppers, they all have to be from the same year. So it's important to know, peppers, I have peaches, whatever it is growing in Eretz Yisrael, I need to know, you know, is it last year's crop or this year's crop? And usually, the identity of a particular fruit or vegetable or grain, you know, what year it belongs to, usually has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Did it reach a certain stage of development before Rosh Hashanah, in which case it's last year's crop, or only happened after Rosh Hashanah, in which case it's the coming year's crop. But for trees, it's different. For at least some of the halachos of trees, the Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is not Aleph Tishrei, but the Rosh Hashanah is in Chodesh Shvat. And rather than looking at, did a certain stage in development occur before or after Rosh Hashanah, we want to see, did it happen before or after Rosh Hashanah Leilanos? When is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos? Everyone agrees that Shvat. Machlokas B'Shamay Beis Hillel, though, is whether it's in 2 weeks or today. That's right. So we're used to hearing that Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. That's because you pass on like Beis Hillel, who say Rosh Hashanah Leilanos is Tu B'Shvat, coming up in 2 weeks. But Beis Shammai hold that Rosh Hashanah Leilanos is today, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So the next 2 weeks are Mutl B'Machlokas HaTanam, Machlokas Nelevo of Daraisa, which is relevant to a number of mitzvahs Daraisa. What's it all about? Aleph Shvat, Tesvav Shvat. Maybe it's just Shiur in Har Lacha Moshe Sinai. Okay? Azai, Machlaikas. Or could be there's something more. Rav Zevin has a gorgeous article, Shlomo Yosef Zevin, one of the great, great Gaonim of Yerushalayim in the mid-20th century. The man who, the founding editor of Encyclopedia Talmudis. Just to understand what that means, they've been working on it for decades. They're only up to Mem. It goes in order. Right, they already have close to 40 volumes. They're up to the letter Mem. He sat down decades ago, long before there were computers that you could use for this sort of thing, with a pen and paper and sketched out what would be a list on paper of every single article that you would need to cover, encyclopedia covering all of Gemara and Halacha. It's an astounding Talmud Chacham. So he has a little skinny sefer called La'or HaHalacha, in the light of Halacha, where he has a series of essays looking at all sorts of different topics you wouldn't expect to have a halachic take on. Some of you may have heard Rabbi Taub give over some of his article on Mishpat Shylock B'Halacha, how would the Halacha look at Shylock's deal, his article on snow, halachic aspects of snow, his article on the number 13, you know, all sorts of sort of offbeat things. Then he has this marvelous article about what is the machlokas b'shamay b'sol? Like, the machlokas, hundreds of them, thousands maybe. I mean, the machlokas. He says, no. He thinks, hundreds, thousands of nafkaminas, but he thinks a vast number of machlokas b'shamay b'sol basically center around a single concept that plays itself out in many different areas of halacha. If I remember correctly, to demonstrate, you know, that he's right, he says, I'm not going to go through every single machlokas b'shamay b'sol, so we'll just take three per Seder, if I remember correctly. He goes through 18 different Mishnayos, three from each of the six darim, machlokas b'shamay b'sol, it fits his pattern. What's his pattern? His pattern is, he says that b'shamay b'sol are debating to what extent you look at potential versus actual. Where's your focus? Maybe the best example of it is not a Mishnah. The best example of it might be the machlokas about how you do Mahadrim and a Mahadrim and Chanukah. Now, Beis Hillel say you're most of Holach. You start with 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 8. Beis Shammai say you're Poches V'Holach. So what may be driving that, and what this may be part of what the Gemara is explaining with the Pariachag and so on and so forth, is Beis Hillel look at how many days have we already had. Today is, we so far had one day of Chanukah. So we light one. On the seventh day of Hanukkah, already have had 7 days of Hanukkah. We've actually already had 7 days of Hanukkah. We'll light seven. And Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai said, we're looking at how many days are still left. How much potential is left. The first night of Hanukkah, Beis Shammai say, maximum potential of a whole Hanukkah ahead of you. 8 days to come. The last night of Hanukkah, only have 1 day left. So they say, you're a Poches V'Holech. And that he shows throughout Shas, Machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, are you focused on the potential, or you focus on the actual? Lots of different ways in which that plays out. Obviously, lots of different contexts. Machlokas, Rosh Chodesh Shvat versus Tu B'Shvat may speak to the same point. Because Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it just announced the Molad was on Shabbos. So the moon is tiny now. You go out tonight, if you manage to catch a non-cloudy moment, you'll see a little sliver of a moon. There's very little to see. Tu B'Shvat, it's full moon. At the same time, Tu B'Shvat, there's maximum actual moon, but there's no potential left for growth. Rosh Chodesh, there's nothing to see. A couple days after the mole, there's a little sliver you can see, but there's loads of room to grow. That's the Machloket B'Shvat, but perhaps part of what's driving Machloket B'Shvat B'Shvat is this overall sort of perspective. Are you looking at the actual? Look at potential. Look at the actual, Tu B'Shvat is your high point. Look at potential, Aleph Shvat is your high point. So how I was thinking how incredibly appropriate it is to begin this man, not only on a Rosh Chodesh, but on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Because this is the day when the Halacha focuses us on potential. And the truth is we, Baruch Hashem, are at a point, we have a Shulman touched on this from a different, more global perspective, but it's particularly relevant for us. Baruch Hashem, we can be yonik as we jump into this man from both perspectives. So we're zocha to, it's not often, you get to Mekayim, Efshel Kayim Shneim. We get to have, live like Beis Shammai and live like Beis Hillel. Because Baruch Hashem, there's plenty that ready to be, there's an element of Tesvav. Baruch Hashem, we've already accomplished a lot, we've already grown a lot over the last number of years and over the last couple of months. But I would say the fact that this man begins Rosh Chodesh Shvat does reflect the fact that at this point, Beis Shammai's perspective, I think, is even more apropos. As much as we've done over the last couple of months, if past performance over the last 15 years or so of Beis Meir Shkatan is any indication, you will find that you're not just going to do as much over second semester, as was the case with the first semester, but it's going to grow exponentially. Not surprisingly, because number one, over the course of the past semester, there are always, for most guys, there's a lot of, as much as you're stepping into the world of the Beis Medrash, and three-star a day, and so on and so forth, but there's a lot going on with hack about yeshivas, and hack about colleges, and applications, da, 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 a lot going on. Some guys are still taking SATs. There's a lot going on. You will see over the course of the coming semester, as the next 5 months, Mir Tashem, unfold, you're going to see that for the vast majority of you, a lot of the, many of your other obligations, school obligations, will naturally recede in a very healthy, gradual way, but things will naturally tend to roll back. And over the next couple of months, you'll find more time on your hands, and not only more time, but the capacity for more focus. That was the Leini 2 days ago. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu gives the most amazing drasha, the most amazing machshava shir. At the beginning of Parshas Va'era, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosh V'Tovlo, explain me how is this working, I understand, you sent me at the end of Shmos, you sent me to Paro, and it just got worse. What's going on? And beginning of Parashat Eira, Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to explain to you Elokim and Hashem, Arachim and Din, and I explain something to the Avos. You have to understand the larger picture. It gives them a whole perspective. And that's why it's in Va'era. It begins the whole perspective of Geula. There's a whole blueprint here. Eretz Yisrael is going to be a Morasha. It's going to be a heritage for Kali Yisrael. It's going to be not just here today, gone tomorrow. He gives Moshe Rabbeinu this like incredible, incredible insights. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shekel Yisrael, the best Rebbe ever. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave me the ultimate machshava shir. They come tell the Jewish people. And what's their reaction? Zero. Zero. For lo shamu al Moshe. Mikotz Ruach. We've heard that pasuk before. Right? You have to understand what that means. Moshe Rabbeinu was given machshava shir to Klal Yisrael. He just heard this straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could be better? And no one was in one ear out the other ear. Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah. Mikotz Ruach. May avod akasha. There was no headspace. You saw this in Mesil Sharm a couple months ago. There was no headspace. They were just so busy. Parak Bez Mesil Sharm. They were so busy. Paro had been turning the screws. They had no time to breathe. They had no kotzer ruach. They had no time to stop and think. So the most amazing machshava shir possible in the history of Torah teaching, they weren't collated because they didn't have the headspace. When you have headspace, so much can happen. Even if you're not zayich to learn by Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have headspace, you can think, you can grow, you can absorb. Baruch Hashem, there has already been. If you look back, it's a good opportunity now to sort of think about where your head was, you know, last May, last June. Think about where you were this past September. And Baruch Hashem, we've accomplished a lot. But over the course of the coming semester, we're going to accomplish Yemirtzem way more. Not just as much as we accomplished last semester. Number one, because we're going to have more time to think and more time to use and more time, not only headspace, but also practically, to be able to invest added hours in learning, in chazara, in moving ahead, in putting the pieces together. Eino domen. And you build on what you learn. It's always, learning is always supposed to be exponential. You already were kona a lot, so then now going forward, you have all that ray under your belt as we move forward. So, Baruch Hashem, this Rosh Chodesh Shvat is very much a Rosh Chodesh Shvat. There's an incredible amount of potential. Baruch Hashem already have the Tu B'Shvat, already have accomplished significantly, but the Mirtz Hashem way, way more coming up to do, to accomplish. We're going to look back, Mirtz Hashem, in 4 or 5 months from now. Shavuos, June season, Mirtz Hashem will have, the last couple of weeks of our semester together are going to be building towards our final fahara with Rav Shechter on the entire year, and the Sudas pray it together, and we'll be able to look back then, 4 or 5 months from now, and take enormous pride in what we accomplished up until this point today, and even more what we accomplished putting it together even further in over the course of the second semester. Haba aleinu l'tova. And speaking of his chachos is both what you get and what you give. So we're going to be jumping in. I have fresh Marmakom was waiting for you on a fresh parak and a fresh part of the Masechta. We'll be diving into the opening Mishnah in Parak Halabasar. We'll be diving into the opening Mishnah that's going to begin to unlock the world of Batzah B'Challah for us. And you'll get the Maram Kamos in a moment, of course, to take a look at some of the psukim. There are 3 psukim. By now, you probably already know that. There are 3 psukim that you have to see. And we'll be returning to those psukim. And one line in a brisa later in the parak. And then we're going to dive in to the opening Mishnah and how Tosis, the Rashba, and the Ritva all take a look at the nuances of that Mishnah. And then we're going to continue forward. But it's not only, and over the next couple of, next week or so, we'll also discuss what our next move, and Mr. Shem soon will be wrapping up Hilchos Yichud and moving to a new area in Halacha. We'll talk about that, where that Hizchachos lies. And we'll be discussing, we'll have a discussion, not today, but Mr. Shem over the next week or two. some years, guys, just want to continue the same Machshav Leiv of Mesil Sharm throughout second semester. Most years, guys are interested in making in expanding their horizons, and there are a lot of different options. And I always put out, we usually have a conversation, and then beginning of second semester vote. Usually, we settle on one thing or another. We've done a lot of different, many, many different sorts of Sifrei Machshava over the course of second semester over the years. There was one year, the most, maybe the most diverse year was a year that it was actually the smallest chevra a number of years ago. One of your brothers was in shir that year, like close to a decade ago. There were nine guys in the shir, and they couldn't agree on what to learn. So that year, if I remember correctly, most mornings we began with the Igros HaRambam, the Rambam's letters. There's a collection of Rambam's letters in Machshava, which is absolutely fantastic. And on Thursdays, we began every Thursday morning with Shemi Shmuel. So you had Rambam and Chassidus. So that was a blend, open to lots of different options. So Mirchim, a lot of his chashus in terms of the content of the Limud, and coming back from what I hope was a refreshing break. Obviously, no one actually comes back rested, because Kayadua, you never get as much sleep as you could, you should, you would, whatever. But certainly, at least, if not, you know, physically rested, but at least mentally refreshed and ready to really, really throw ourselves in. Over the last couple of weeks, I imagine most of you have not had the same quantity of siddurim that you have during Yeshiva Day. And now we're back. And now we're back, but Mirtz Hashem, better than ever. As strong as your Hasmada was last semester, now is the time for you to notch it up to the next step. Because ultimately, a lot can be provided, and the moon can be bigger, the moon can be smaller, and the power could be new, and the machshava sefer could be new, and the topic halacha, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Ultimately, and you could have more time available to you. Your schedule is going to be a little different, perhaps even from the beginning of the second semester, and certainly as second semester progresses, your schedule will be different. And the question ultimately rides on not all these environmental factors. What am I providing? What's yeshiva schedule providing? And how much of a moon is visible? The question is, what are you doing with all that? Are you going to decide to hike by the light of the moon, or are you just going to look at that pretty moon and do nothing with it? And each guy is mechazik himself. And to the extent that you say, I'm not just going to do as much as I did last semester, but now I'm going to kick it up a notch, it's going to help you, and the sum total of everyone as a chevra choosing to do that is the sum is the whole is far, far, far greater than the sum of the parts. So you have Baruch Hashem, as you said today. You said the next 2 weeks are mutul machlokas hatanam on the level of daraisa, and although in halacha it's either Al Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, but these 2 weeks are an incredible, incredible way to use both and to jump right in, right now.